All right, good evening. To our students online as well, we pray everybody had a wonderful holiday.
Hallelujah.
Good. Great. We're looking forward to one more, isn't it? Do it all over again. Maybe not so much once we go to the class tomorrow. They're teaching us tomorrow. So awesome. Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Let's get started. Chapter 5 is where we're focusing tonight. On page 120 and 121, we'll pick up there, talking about the mindset, the wealth mindset. The wealth mindset. I shared some things, I believe, with you already on chapter 5, just to begin and touching some of the things in it. But moving a bit further on to chapter 5, dealing with the wealth the mindset of how the poor, the middle class, and the wealthy think. And there are some pointers that we need to, Apostle Thompson, start sharing tonight that was very positive for us to get a wealth mindset. And so if you're taking notes in his class, I'm telling you, the things he said tonight was so profound for us in understanding the apostolic culture, that our culture is not only dealing with, as we studied from our book on the culture, but understanding that the culture is not only apostolic apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors and teachers, but understanding that the culture also includes wealth, that neither one of these offices can completely fulfill their assignment without wealth. Each assignment demands that there is a level of wealth or abundance in order to get the assignment of the kingdom assignment done in the earth realm. And so therefore, the religious mind will always argue the fact that that money is evil, that rich people can't go to heaven. You know, that the more broke you are, the more poor you are, the more holy you are, the more closer to God you're going to be. That is just the ignorance gone to seed. And so we have to understand that that is not the will of God. That is not what God said. That is not what the Word says. And so we have to take the truth of the Word, of what God says, and apply it to our life and be able to ignore the ignorance that is out there, that the enemy have sown seeds of confusion into people through pulpits. They'll receive this information. And so we have to come against that. Apostle mentioned tonight that there's a hill we have to climb in the apostolic to get to restoration, till we get to the fullness of what God wants us to do, and to be in the earth realm, that we're bigger than Dow Jones, that we have the ability to do stuff they can't do beyond money. But money is a part of the process, and each one of you must develop a wealth mindset, because you're not going to fulfill your assignment, not only for the kingdom, but even for your family generations. You're not going to be able to fulfill it without wealth and developing a wealth mindset, which is the first thing we must develop, is a wealth mindset. Let's look at something that will help introduce us into this area of understanding. On page 121, it says, wealth creates freedom. Wealth creates freedom. And just imagine having more. To have all the money that you need, desire, or dream of, that you never have to even think about that another day in your life. Of what you want, what you need to purchase to get something done, is never thinking about, you know, how I'm going to raise this money, where I'm going to get this money from. But having enough wealth, abundance of wealth, that you say, okay, we need to buy this airplane tomorrow. We got to go to, we starting world evangelism, global evangelism. Take the black card and go ahead and get this airplane purchase. You know, not even second guessing what it's going to cost us. Can we do this? God is trying to bring the church into possessions of wealth so we never have to have this conversation again.
Right.
And this is where every individual in the body of Christ have to come to the maturity of childlike faith so that you can understand that God wants you to have it. That God wants you to have, not just the apostle, not just the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, or teacher. God wants every member in the body of Christ to have it. Okay, and there's no respect to person. But every person must develop a wealth mindset. A wealth mindset has to be the first thing must develop, because you can win a lottery and be broke in 3 years because you don't have a wealth mindset. Okay, you just know, I want to be rich. I want this house, I want this car, I want this glamour. No, you got to develop a wealth mindset in order to go there. So on page 121, it said wealth creates freedom. The first mistake so many believers make when someone mentioned wealth is to equate it to riches. Okay, that's the first thing we talk about. We talk about prosperity, we talk about wealth. You know, we say, okay, money, 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 you know, more money. It has its place, but it's not the center. Okay, so but the idea that money makes someone wealthy is like suggestion that holding a football make you an NFL quarterback. You know that ain't true. Okay, the underline is noting in your book that riches are money or external conditions, and wealth is an eternal reality. I think you might have, I give you that before. You haven't given it before. Okay, so make a note of that. Riches are money or external conditions, and wealth is an eternal reality. The first place you must become rich is in your mindset. It's in your mindset. Apostle mentioned many times that you are a commander of wealth, or you are a money magnet. You know, money cometh to me. He mentioned some of these things tonight. But the idea, the reason why he said those things, even though you may not be there physically and financial, tangible right now, having that kind of resources in the bank or in your hand, the first place you must become rich is on the inside of you, because it's what's on the inside of you that's going to magnify on the outside of you. Okay? And that's where the writer makes the next statement. He says, our inside will always manifest our outside. Okay, so when you're watching a person and watching a person's life, you can tell what's on the inside of them by what's manifesting on the outside of them. What they're thinking, what their mindsets are like, what their belief cores are like, their core belief is about. Because what is manifest on the outside is really what they're thinking on the inside. Okay, so once we change our thinking, we can change our world. And that's the key, to change your thinking. This class is about causing a transfer on you that you can get the mind of Christ and the mind of God, so you can do kingdom a bid on the earth, heaven on earth. Okay, and heaven is full of riches, full of abundance. There's no like in heaven. Okay, so God wants earth to look just like heaven. Okay, so it has to be in your individual life, that your life's supposed to look like heaven on earth. Okay, so it's developing a wealth mindset. One of the things that I want you to meditate upon between now and this class, just for yourself, is the idea of 2 Chronicles chapter 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 9. One of the things that the wealth mindset would help you to get a grips upon is learning how to handle plenty. Learning how to handle plenty. Get comfortable in handling plenty. Having much in your life. You got to get comfortable with it, that that you understand that God is my source, not these things. And so no matter what I have around me, I'm comfortable having things, even though I'm going to deal with persecution coming from unbelievers and critics. You know, even Christian people, which the apostle mentioned, alerted to that tonight, is that you will get the criticism from people because they think because you got all this stuff, that you're running some kind of scam. You're running some kind of scam or something. But you got to get used to knowing who you are in the kingdom of God and knowing that God wants you to have plenty. It's the will of God. And so you're not ashamed to ride the way you ride or wear the way, clothing style that you're wearing or eating the food that you're eating, going to the places you're going to, because God wants me to have it. It's the will of God, and it brings God's glory. It brings him glory. And so once you can get comfortable with that, then the hacklers and the criticizers don't bother you any longer. It don't irritate you any longer because you know who you are and you're comfortable being who you are and who God has made you. Okay, so number one would be for us tonight is riches are money or external conditions and wealth is an eternal reality. That would become number one. Okay, so for too many centuries, a religious fallacy has tried to rule the mind of believers and convince them that riches are the root of all evil. And thus that the poorer you are, the more spiritual you are. However, being a poor, weak, uneducated, lowly Christian is something God, Christian is something God is cheering on in heaven. And this is a concept that religious teaching teach us who opposes the wealth, the prosperity, or the increase that God wants to have, is they're trying to influence the church world that when you're in these conditions, that you're more closer to God, and that the last statement I just read to you, a Christian, is something that God is cheering his on, that God is saluting you, cheering you because you're poor, that God is celebrating you because you're struggling every day. You're living from paycheck to paycheck, and you barely can make life and meet your responsibility, that they're trying to portray to a Christian that this is the way God wants you. And you're going as if you're going to have the biggest mansion in heaven because you're the poorest on earth. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. Struggling and not having is hell on earth. You know, and we can testify if you've gone through struggles, not having enough money to get what you want and pay the thing, it's hell on earth. That does not bring you joy. How are you going to bring God joy? It don't make you happy. It make you angry. You know, God, something wrong with this picture. Okay, so how that going to bring God joy? You see, so we have to understand that going through the school, as you begin to grow and receive this mantle, that as you go forth in the earth, and no matter where God take you to earth, you must have this mindset in you that no matter where I am, I'm wealthy. I'm wealthy. No matter where I am, wherever God called me, I can do what God wants me to do. Okay, he says, I am fully... He goes on to say here that, just like you cheering your kids on to be welfare dependent, high school dropouts. You know, you want to cheer your kid on to be those things. You know, it's good. Well, I'm glad you dropped out in third grade. You done good. You made your mama proud. You just like your daddy. You done good. No, you don't cheer your kids on for doing stuff like that. You know, no more would God cheer us from doing being poor. He says here, high school dropout, I am fully aware that in more recent decades, the American church has swung to the other extreme and experimented with a wealth gospel that has led many to pursue powerful Cadillacs and comfortable lifestyles rather than powerful lifestyles and the comforter. See, it has to have a balance. It has to have a balance, and that's what we understand, that prosperity, the car is not our source. The house is not our source. God is our source. We worship God, not these things. So we have a balance. We balance. We rule the things that things don't rule us. Okay? But a wealth mindset, watch this. He said, but a wealth mindset is not really about money or idolatry. It's about freedom. That's number two. Put that in your note. That's number two. But a wealth mindset is not really about money or idolatry. It's about freedom. Money gives you, wealth gives you freedom. It gives you the freedom of choice. It gives you the freedom of making choice. You have options when you have money. You don't have to settle for the less when you have money. Okay? See, even if you still eat at McDonald's, eating at McDonald's is a choice. I don't have to. I choose to. You see? So just because you got millions of dollars don't mean you can't go there. That's what you choose to do. But it's not because I don't have enough money to go nowhere else. Money gives you a choice. And God always wanted you to have the power of choice and not be boxed in that, you know, you got to live on a welfare mindset, penny-pinching mindset. Okay? Next, you talk about God and Abraham. To help define a wealth mindset, I want to present you with a journey that God led Abraham through. In this journey, Abraham started out as Abram and eventually became Abraham, as God moves him through a process that brought out the full measure of God's intended greatness in Abraham's life. Understand it. The process that you're going through from where you are to where you're going to be and what God has intended for you, the fullness of your life to be, you hadn't got there yet. But the process is designed to bring you to that place. But it has to bring you to that place with the right mindset, with the God mindset, God's intention and God's purpose in order to go to that place. So God has created in you, you're on a journey that's going to bring you to the full measure. That's why I'm going through process. Hit and missing sometimes. Sometimes I have more, sometimes I have less. Sometimes I may have challenges. Never a problem, just a challenge. You know, why am I going through these processes? Why it seem like, you know, when I really feel like I've arrived, get something it like that, that's a force, there's a wall setting right there I run into. Why do I keep going through these processes? Because God is developing inside of you a character. So once you come into the fullness of what he wants you to be, you can never, never go back to what you was. Apostle says something that sounds so funny to many people when he makes this statement. He says, easy to have plenty of money. Then he makes a statement like this, says, I can't even think broke. The process is designed to bring you to a place that you never, ever think broke another day in your life. That I can't have, I can't do, I can't be. Never again. When you come to the process of breaking the limitation off your mind, that the struggle, because you have gone through some tests and trials, some the culture that you was raised in, where mama tell you when you go to the store and you look at a toy that you wanted or a football or something you wanted, and she said, what you think, money grow on trees? Right. You know, that mindset, when you're going through there and people tell you stuff like that, you know I ain't got no money, come on here. You know, trying to rush you out of the store when you want something out of the store as a little kid. Well, those mindsets was trained into you. It was programmed into you. Every time she told you, I don't have money to get it, you think money grow on trees? Every time they told you that, it was ingrained in a mindset inside of you that you can go to the store and you can't get stuff because you don't have enough money. And so it became a culture, even though we didn't know it at that time. But it programmed us once we were adults, and we probably said the same thing ourselves once we became adults. And we teach our kids the same thing, and that's how you have generational curses. Because they are passed on and through our sayings. We speak things in the atmosphere to our children. And so they grow up the same mindset we grew up in. Okay? And we always think everything it got to be used. Hand-me-downs. No, you got to get that mindset. I'm supposed to have the best of everything. I'm supposed to be able to go in the store, a restaurant, and buy a $50 hamburger and bite one bite of it. Says, I'm okay, I'm fine. You see? You got to be able to get that mindset inside of you that stretches you and pull you to the point that there's no limitations. There's, with God, there's always more than enough. Get to the place now. You got to start exercising. The apostle taught me these things. He get to the place to exercise that I'm going to take my doggy bag home. When you go to the restaurant, and if you tired of eating, you finish eating what you're going to eat off the plate, and you still got two pieces of fish there and whatever, a half a steak there, and it costs you $75 or whatever, you'll never ask for a doggy bag. Oh, wow. No. There's more than enough. Wow. Just leave it there and go about your business. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it again. Wow. That's his mindset. That's his mindset. And when you come, when you set up under that and you come from that Walmart mindset, that blue light special mindset, and you sitting there like, really? this supposed to go with me. This supposed to go out of here with me. I just paid $45 for this, because it's the mindset shift. It's the mindset shift that he trains you with, that you have to understand this is what brings you to opulence, to the plush lifestyle, The thinking that there is no limitation. It's God on display. And that's what we're saying. When we're sitting here, we're watching a man, we're watching an apostle stand here, we're watching a man who God is trained to think without limits. That's the way he thinks. And he told us to use our imagination in the godless sense. When he sees something, he's imagining, having it, doing it, manifesting. And we tell, like the Leroy Jr. and them guys do stuff. I mean, he ain't thinking, I can't do this. No, somebody got it. You know, just find it. Somebody got it. You know, and that's the way he thinks. And when you get around that, it stretches you, it pulls you, and brings you from a blue light special to going to the store. I can buy anything here I want. There's no limits. There's no limit. And so that's what this culture, when you get this lesson, is going to help pull you to that place. But you got to start exercising on your level. You got to start exercising your level. And so when you go to the restaurant next time and you spent $15 on a lunch or $12 on a lunch, just practice leaving something on the table. I don't have to eat till I get full. You know, because mom always told me, eat all the food off your plate. And so we got that mindset, you know. Other kids want to eat what you're throwing away. No, it's more than enough. Yeah, it's more than enough. So it's transforming your mindset to think to the realm that there's no limitations. Okay, it goes to the point, he says, Abraham started as Abram and eventually became Abraham. As God moved him through a process that brought out the full measure of God's intended greatness in Abraham's life. This is also Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through verse 3. He said, when he began this process, Abraham was already a rich man. Abraham was already rich when God called him. But he had many possessions and much land and was faithful in storing his wealth. Now, number three. Can we do this number three? Yeah, let's make this number three. I'm right on number three, right? Okay. He had many possessions and much land and was faithful in stewarding his wealth. The wealth training, the wealth mindset is to teach you how to steward over your wealth, how to manage your prosperity, how to manage your prosperity, not just slaying wealth because you got it, but you have to manage it. You have to manage it, not waste it, but manage it. Because it's not about, look at me, look at what I got. It's about God's glory. It's about bringing God's glory. Even though you may have the money to go get anything out of the store you want to get, is it what God want me to do at this time? Because I could be sowing or spending a seed. See, just because I got it, I could be spending a seed. God could want me to sow this money instead of spending this money. Yeah. So I need to find out what, in my daily activity, becoming wealth conscious, God conscious, God, what you want me to do with this money? Because I got to steward over it. Okay? And you always get the signal from God where God wants you to say, go ahead, that belongs to you. Go ahead and get that. That's you. I want you to have that. Apostle said that the last, when the airplane that he has now, he said, God told him, said, I want you to have that. I want you to have that. That's why he went after it. Because God told him, I want you to have it. Okay, so you got to be able to hear God when God speaks to you and saying it's okay for you to go get that, to purchase that or buy that. Even though you got the money, you don't need faith for it because you got money for it. You already got the possession to get it. But I do need the divine direction and instruction to manage the wealth. To manage the wealth, because I still have a thief who's trying to steal every dime out of my pocket that I could be using for the glory of God. So I got to know when God is talking to me about my wealth. Okay. He also says on page 122, he was a man whose outside always matched his inside, who already matched his inside. But in order for God to make him or take him to the next level, he introduced a powerful set of instructions and steps that expanded Abraham on the inside. That's the key. That's what we're saying tonight, that your inside, the mindset, has to change. Before you can begin to understand that I need thousands and thousands of dollars, I want to be a multimillionaire, the first place you have to mature is in your thinking. It's in your thinking. It has to mature. And that's why so many people go up and they keep coming back down. They go up and they keep coming back down. They get a few thousand dollars and they come right back down to zero. Why? Because their mindset had not matured enough to handle this kind of wealth. Even if it's $20,000, even if it's $30,000 or $50,000, they run through it as if it's water because they have no manageability in their mindsets. Because they have not been trained to think how to manage wealth. Money start running them. So it's mindset. You got to change your mindset. So Abraham, God was taking Abraham, even though he was already rich, God was getting ready to take him to another level that he'd never been on before. But he really had to get certain things sat on the inside of him in order for to go to the next level. In presenting Abraham's journey, I want to challenge you to embrace the same process in your life. This is the process that allows us to confront our mindsets and the limitations we bring with us into our relationship with heaven. The process is designed to challenge you, about your limitation of your thinking. That's why he sent you the process, because we all come from traditions and customs that have set out limitations inside of us of how we think. On how we think, or how we see ourselves. And a lot of times we measure ourselves by looking at other people. We disqualify ourselves by watching other people, what they have, or what education process they have, or what schooling they have. I hadn't gone to that school. I wasn't that educated. I don't have this or that. So I don't supposed to have this kind of lifestyle. Because now I'm measuring myself by other people. One of the things you got to do in the kingdom is take your eyes off of people. God is talking about you personally. It has to be personal. God is talking to me. He given me an apostle like Apostle Thompson to give me an example of showing me what I can be and what I can do and what I can have. But I got to take it personal. God want me to have it. God want you the same thing through me. So the process that allow us to confront, our own mindsets and the limitation we bring with us into our relationship with heaven. That's number four. So we limit our life in God so easily and so often because we do not see that which hinders us. We do not see the habits that we possess. We have habits that has to be broken on the inside of us. You know, and thank God Dad spoke to us tonight that it's a process. It's not going to happen all overnight. But as you identify limitations in your life, you have to recognize that they are a limitation or that they are a hindrance. This is the area I need to work on. Holy Spirit, I need you to help me work in this area. Identify this to me. Show me what I need to do to break this authority or this habit in my life so I can be set free to move in the freedom as you call me to move in. You got to go through that process. We all do. We all had to go through that process. And so it's a mind-breaking process, watching the limitation on the inside of me. Genesis 12 again, I spoke to Genesis 12 verses 1 through verse 3 where God gave Abraham his insight or his plans for his life. When God tells him that he's going to make his name great, you know, make him a father of many nations, and that those who bless him, he's going to bless them. Those who curse him, he's going to curse them. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed through him. So obedience and faithfulness is the key. Obedience and faithfulness is the key that brings you to this place. Okay. Number five. It's the next paragraph that said, this is quite a hello. How are you? Up front, God made it clear that he was going to transform Abraham's life from something that he thought was pretty good to something he could never fathom. In you, Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That's number five. I want you to put that in your note. The process that God has taken you through to break your mindset is because there's a generation that need you to break through. There's a generation that needs you to break through so that you can leave an inheritance or a legacy and an inheritance so they can have a sweatless process. Something Dad mentioned tonight called, acceleration. acceleration. When you and I break through as parents and leaders, then the people who follow us pick up where we stopped. Because they're now using our resources. They're now using our experience. They're now using the doors and the windows and the gates we've already gone through are already swung open for them. So I think I just walk in. So what it took us to get 40 and 45 years of age to get to, they walk in at 21 and 18. Well, that's called acceleration. It's called acceleration. And that's what the apostle tells us. He says, yo, you guys don't have to go through everything I went through because I've gone through it. And I'm able to share it with you today, so it won't take you as long to get through. You're sharing my victories and my experiences. If you just listen and pay attention, you can walk through those doors and gates quicker and younger. And I believe that young people, you know, before they even reach 30 years, they should be multimillionaires. They should have a debt-free life. If they listen and learn and become doers of the word, they can come in this place like quicker than anybody has come to it. You know, and God is raising up a generation. This is a generation he's raising up for you to have the wealth to bring forth heaven on earth, to fulfill that agenda, to fulfill that agenda. Okay, let me give you one. I give you five, right? Let me give you one more. He says in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul tried to tie us to this same promise. He wrote in Galatians that if you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise that was given to Abraham. Through your life also, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is your assignment. This is your assignment. This is my assignment. God is trying to get something not only to me, but through me. But through me, okay? So you got to be very keen to understand why I need to have the wealth mindset, why I need to manage well, why I need to manage well. Your children and my children should have never, I hope never had to go to the workforce. Why? Because they walk in their own business. They walk in their own business. As a parent, I created it for you. So whether you go to college or not, you begin at wealth because you walk in your own business. You see? But this is what the forefathers did not understand. And so all they understood was work hard. If you work hard, you're gonna do good. You're going to succeed. Just work hard. So they just went up from sun up to sun down working and not realizing that they were supposed to leave an inheritance. Okay, so what a poor father always tell his son as soon as he gets 17, 18 years, when you graduate, you go get your job. No, what he's supposed to have done himself was develop a business. So once his child got of age, he went direct into the father's business. It was Jesus' statement. When his mother was looking, he said, no, don't you know it's time for me to be about my father's business? I didn't come here to get a job. I come here to fulfill my father's business. And that's what fathers are supposed to do. We're supposed to leave a business for our children to inherit and walk in where they never go to the slave market. They never go to the slave market and they don't eat crumbs from the master's table. And that's what our kids have been doing. And so many of us are now adults, we're still eating crumbs from the master's table instead of owning a table. And this wealth mindset can challenge us. It's going to stretch us. It's going to pull us, you know, to exercise because God has given us a kingdom assignment that all the families of the earth will be blessed through us. A good man leave an inheritance for his children's children. Other words, you're supposed to have so much wealth that your children can't spend it. They can't even spend it all. It has to go to the grandkids and be passed on to the next generation. That's what you're supposed to have. That's what God wants for your life. But we never develop the will of God and develop the mindset to become comfortable around wealth and luxury and manage it, you know, then we're always going to be a slave to it. You know, you do not live a borrowed lifestyle. Now, Dad says nothing wrong with borrowing, as long as you don't make it a lifestyle, okay, to get where you got to go. You know, you may have to make some of those steps. But the idea, you got to put in your mind, this is not the rest of my life. No, God's going to cause me to become so stinky rich that when I walk by the bank, the alarm is going to go off. Because you're going to be a money magnet. You're going to be a money magnet. When you go to the bank, you don't stand in the line. They recognize you and say, okay, Mr. So-and-so, come over here. We're going to handle your business over here. Why? Because I'm not like everybody else walking in here. You're not supposed to be common. When you walk in the store, you're not supposed to be common. You know, and God is trying to bring you to that place where you can go eat lunch and come back with a Porsche. You know, then you have a mindset, just, you know, but you got to get that mindset inside of you. But that's where it comes from. You got to get around the table and get exposed to men who teach this and think this way and operate this way. And you can sit at their feet and learn from them the secrets of how God brings you to this place. The Bible did say there's a wealthy place for us. There's a wealthy place. And he gives us power to get wealth. So those scriptures must not become religious to you. It must become a reality. God wants me to have this. I've come that you may have life and have it more abundant. John 10:10. That's a reality. That's a reality. This is what God wants for me. This is what Jesus died for. Not only for me to be saved, but for me to have plenty. To rule in the midst of my enemy. You can't do that without money. You know, people say, man, this is the day the Lord has made me. I'm full of joy today. You know, but you can't really be full of joy if you don't have no money. I mean, the reality to live in this world, to have joy in this world, you need to be able to be able to afford what you need to afford and get the assignment done. Because I tell you, man, when I don't have no money, I have the joy of the Lord, which is my spiritual side. But on my natural side, man, I'm like, Lord, something wrong with this. Something wrong with this. You know, you don't feel excited and happy every day when you ain't got no money. You got to sit around the house and can't crank your car up. That don't feel good, man. But God's trying to bring us out of that by changing our mindset, because it's a change of the mindset that's going to cause the money to come. It's going to cause the money to come. You see? So you got to walk through the process. It may take you 6 months. It may take you 2 years to get just one nugget. But if you get that one nugget and master that one nugget, it's going to bring you a level of wealth and comfort that you never had before. But you got to continue to exercise, because every level, it's going to cost you more to go to each level. It's going to cost you more. Sacrifice, obedience, faithfulness, and giving at a higher level. Sowing at a higher level. Because money don't control you, you control money. Because I got a wealth mindset. I got a wealth mindset. Abraham had that mindset. Just like the Queen of Sheba, Abraham had that same mindset. You see, when Abraham met Melchizedek, the Bible said he tithed. He gave him a tenth of all that he had. Well, why you can say, well, I just give him a tenth of the donkeys, you know, it'll be okay. No, he gave him a tenth of all that he had. He broke off a tenth of every possession, every herd he had, every crop he had, whatever he had, he broke a tenth off and gave it to him. Why? Because money didn't control him. He controlled his wealth. He managed his household. And that's why he said, no man would be able to say, they made me rich. God made me rich. Because God was his source, not the money. And that's why you got to have a wealth mindset, because you got to get a place there. When God tells you to sow that $1,000, when God tells you to sow that $5,000, you don't have that struggle in your mind. Man, I got to pay my bill tomorrow. How am I going to eat lunch tomorrow? How am I going to pay this? No, I'm beyond that. I've gone through the process of learning how to give the $5 when I only had $10, $20 when I only had $40. You learn the process little by little by little until you break your mindset to realize, you know, it's better to obey God than sacrifice and keep something that's going to curse me. You go through the process. You go through the process. And before you know it, I'm going through a process because there's only 22 seconds left on that clock. I'm getting off of here. Okay. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next class. Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Always good to see you, man. All right.